following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny, I bet working with me makes you feel like a grand prize winner.
Yeah, I'm so lucky, Golic.
Well, now you could win possibly the best grand prize ever, valued at over $55,000 in ESPN Radio's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway, hooked by Bass Pro Shops.
You could win a two-year lease and a brand-new 2012 Toyota Tundra 4x4, an Arctic Cat 425, and much more.
Plus, the winner also gets to come to Bristol to meet us personally and tour ESPN Studios.
Visit ESPNRadio.com or your local Bass Pro Shops to find out more.
Exxon and Mobil have a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule, a complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
Do you ever get tired of listening to Doug and Daddy talk sports? Do you enjoy singing with your friends? Do you wish you could sing with Doug and Daddy? Like any other pair of Q-list celebrities, Doug and Daddy are going to try to make a little extra money with their own karaoke album. Take a listen to some of their favorites.
So I put my hands up to playing our song, the butterflies fly away.
Well, I had the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Don't get mad when you feel it. To the end of the road, teenage dream, the way you turn me on,
yeah, we don't ever have to play that again.
Come as you are.
Would you quit it?
Yeah, let's stick with sports.
You do realize you made a mistake, right?
Yeah, I kind of feel like the guy that invented tartar sauce.
Who the hell invented tartar sauce?
Merritt, look it up for us, because we don't have a clue.
Well, while I do that, let's go to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, it's Doug and Daddy's show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, folks. 12 teams in 12 days. Our lead up to Big Ten Media Days rolls on. We go to the Purdue Boilermakers. Very few people, I think, he's in his third year, could name their coach. If I told you that Danny Hope was the coach of Purdue, I don't think that's a name. Oh, yeah, the coach. Oh, yeah, I know that. That rolls right off my tongue. When, if you held a gun to somebody's head, I think you could do that to 50 people. You'd have 50 dead people if you held the gun to their head. Danny Hope's the coach of Purdue. We're going to catch up with Mike Carman. He would be the Steve Sippel, the lead beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, our friend. He is from the Lafayette Journal and Courier. We're going to catch up with him in about 10 or 15 minutes. We're also going to catch up with Richard Grunder. It's a horse racing deal, folks. He is the track announcer at Tampa Bay Downs. He is now in his off time, he is a jockey agent at Canterbury Park. And if you don't know what's going on in Minnesota, you don't think it hits the sports world at all, or you just think, well, the state shut down, big deal. Well, it affects a lot of, it spills over into the public sector so much, and people trying to make a living that can't make that living doing their everyday business. He is going to join us, talk about that, among things. He's got a lot of ties to Nebraska as well. But my highlight of the day for me is Steve Anderson, our friend from Fauner Park. The track announcer has stepped in for Doug, who's out on vacation again. Steve, welcome back. Great to have you with us again.
It's always great to join you. This is getting to be a bad habit, though.
No, it's really not. It's really not.
I told you if I lived across the street, I'd be knocking on your door every morning to try to push you out of this room on a regular basis. I love it that much. Thank you for inviting me back.
You've got more background on Richard Grunder, who we're going to talk to at the bottom of the hour. He's been a friend of yours for a long time, 23 years at Tampa Bay. You go down to Tampa Bay because you got family around that area and love that racing facility, one of your favorite racing facilities.
I've never met one that wasn't. But I will tell you this. It's one of the It's a track that's just now starting to come onto the radar as far as the national scene is concerned. I'm sure Richard will visit with us and give us a perspective as to why that is. This is a very unassuming racetrack when you pull up outside because the grandstand looks like Fauner Park in Grand Island. I mean, it doesn't overwhelm you with the massive look that Churchill Downs or Santa Anita or Arlington Park would have. But when you get inside, it just goes on forever. And the backdrop, which in this case are two racetracks, they have a mile dirt track. On the inside, they got a mile turf track. And it's the turf track that they put in 7 or 8 years ago, which is about the time I started going out there on a regular basis, that really flicked the switch on, so to speak, and gaining the popularity they have. So much so, Tony, that they average between $4 and $5 million a day in handle during a 6-month live race meet. It's a place that you really, I don't have the words to adequately describe, but if you ever get to Oldsmar Street and just right outside of downtown Tampa Bay, you need to check it out, whether you're a race fan or not, because this facility is unbelievable.
In layman terms, when you're talking about money like that, it's a place, if you simulcast race at all, you want to bet there. There's money in the pools to be had should you be able to hit something.
And money has attracted money, and that's why they have become so big outside the state of Florida. They won't handle as much money on track, believe it or not, than Fauner Park will on any given race day. And we're talking less than $250,000, $200,000+. But they do over $4 million a day outside the state of Florida that's coming in simulcast revenues. They really are a maverick in that regard in terms of local interest versus nationwide interest.
So that's going on towards the bottom of the hour, and Richard will give us background on not only that, but what's going on in Minnesota, and it's been 3 weeks now. I can't.
How does a state operate when it shuts down all the services that they offer? I really am anxious to get Richard's perspective on this, and it is far-reaching. We've got people right over in Grand Island that have a lot of horses running up at Canterbury Park. A lot of money involved here when you're talking about day money of $50 to $75 a day per horse just to feed them, you know, and they got to run to get some kind of return on your investment, and they're going into their third weekend tonight. Dark, as they say. No live racing in Minnesota with nothing encouraging to hang your hat on at this point as far as the future is concerned.
The only people working, you tell me, are State Patrol, the penitentiary.
That's it. Those are the two only arms of the state of Minnesota that were mandated to continue to work during this shutdown, to my knowledge.
Interesting there.
Don't speed and you know, don't commit a crime, because those places are still functioning.
I just shake my head, because whether you're a Democrat, whether you're Republican, maybe you don't like one another, 3 weeks is unacceptable for any. Can't we just put some differences aside and figure? It baffles me how no one can come to common ground and just get along and try and figure something out for the betterment of the state.
Well, you know, the liberal-mindedness of the majority of people in Minnesota and Wisconsin are second to none, except maybe California. And the problem here is they've got a Democratic governor vetoing everything that's coming out of a Republican-dominated legislature. It's at an impasse. Again, I don't know if the garbage collectors work for the state, you know what I'm saying, but this thing sounds chaotic to me. I can't even envision what a total state shutdown could involve. But the tip of the iceberg may be just being reached here, because every state in this country is facing the same dilemma.
Well, we've got British Open going on. We'll give you reports on that throughout the hour. We've got area baseball getting kicked off tonight. Hosting right here in Kearney, you've got things going on at Grand Island, the 8-6 senior bracket going on at Grand Island, home federal. Actually, they don't play until tomorrow at 7:30 because, they will wait and face the winner of Columbus and Norfolk, Fremont and Grand Island USA Pharmacy face off. with Sioux City and Home Federal both getting a bye. That's going on. Starts today, 4 o'clock and 7:30 at Ryder Park, right here in Kearney. We've got the A7 Seniors going on. Kearney runs a play tonight, 8 o'clock, 5 o'clock, go time for Scott's Bluff and North Platte. So you've got Miss Basketball going on in Kearney, the biggest tournament that Doug Koster puts on all year, I think. One of the biggest all across the nation. You've got the cruise night going on this weekend all over Kearney, which turns Kearney into it's just kind of a, I don't know if it's a wild event. I mean, it's wild because traffic is basically it's like the Minnesota government. The town shuts down. You can't really get anywhere. You're taking side streets to try and get wherever you want to go. You've got area, I've heard you cannot get a hotel room in Kearney or Grand Island this weekend because of the fallout of what's going on, whether it be baseball, Miss Basketball, cruise night, but there's a lot going on there. So we'll get you updated scores tomorrow, especially. We'll tell you who's playing who after these games get over today. But looking forward to following that, and then the state tournaments. I know in the Grand Island community, baseball is such a big part of everybody's lives, and here in Kearney, the success has really been second to nobody else in the state the last few years. So it's an exciting time of the year for all of these clubs. We do our 12 teams in 12 days, which has been fun for us over the years, and getting to meet people in the Big 12. You go back to the beginning when you were on the Big 8 Skyriders tour, and it was a lot different then. The access was a lot different. You talk about being up close and really personal, and probably people telling stories that they just don't do anymore because of the media scrutiny and the coverage and the Facebooking and Twittering and whatever else goes on. Jimmy Johnson, you were up close and personal with him. Barry Switzer, you were up close and personal with him. You guys flew. They actually took a media plane. You flew, except from Kansas to Kansas State and things like that. How good of a time was that?
Oh, I could write volumes, if not books, about the experience. In three different occasions, I was fortunate enough, working in this area for local TV stations, to go on the Big 8 Skyriders tour. Those definitely were
like what
vintage
years.
1978, 79, and 81. So we hung out with, not only did we get terrific interviews and all the time that we wanted with the Barry Switzers of the world, but then at night they rolled out the red carpet, the food, the beverage, and we hung out with them at night. Warren Powers was over at Missouri, Donnie Duncan at Iowa State. I can go on and on. The really dull spot on the map as far as laying over and spending an evening was in Lincoln, Nebraska, because Tom Osborne was just in his infancy in those days, and he really did not have a good rapport with the press early on. You know, he's following a legend in Bob Devaney.
Thinking about going to Colorado. I mean, there's a lot of things going on then.
But I, you know, we used to look forward midway through the tour. We would go out to Denver because it always landed over Labor Day weekend, and we get to stay an extra 2 days as a result of that. So they'd ship us up to the Stanley House up in the mountains. Estes Park. And we'd hang out there for a day. Then they'd take us down to Centennial Racetrack, which no longer exists. We'd hang out in the clubhouse there for an extra day. It was fantastic. And we hadn't got to Norman, Oklahoma yet, in Oklahoma City and Stillwater, where, you know, they were waiting with bated breath to entertain the media. It was a different time. It was a time when, you know, we got good stuff out of the coaches then, but it wasn't like it is today, where everybody is trying to outscoop everybody else, and, you know, you can't even get a speeding ticket, and it isn't going to get headline news now. Those days didn't exist back then.
Well, it's interesting. We're 2 weeks away from being in Chicago, a Big Ten media days. It'll be new to everybody, certainly new to us. Mike Carman is set to join us right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. But before we do that, folks, you're in town for Legion Baseball. They want you to know at Misco's they're having their baseball blowout. This is the closeout for the season, off to 40% off all gloves. You know, everything, basically, those bats, $200 market value, they're for $50. They're rolling them out, Easton, Louisville, Slugger. They're all there. Umpires' equipment, 40% off. It's all going on at Misco's Downtown Kearney, they've been around for a long, long time. Steve, there to greet you, there to take care of you. But check out the baseball blowout sale. You still need some uniforms. Maybe you're advancing on. Kids' pants are worn out. They've got them for you. Misco's Sports, the Downtown Kearney Center. We're back with Mike Carmen from the Lafayette Journal and Courier after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Need a place for these? Maybe you need a place to put this. Come to the Crossroads. Crossroads Welding. We manufacture portable and permanent buildings and fencing for livestock, even bucking chutes for rodeos. And we build single and double garages along with utility sheds, all at a competitive price. Crossroads Welding, 2 miles east of Nindin on Highway 6. Call 800-807-5002 or visit crossroadswelding.com. From four legs to four wheels, Crossroads Welding can get you a place for your stuff.
Tonight, the Giants home to host the A's in Game 3.
Take it.
I'll tell you what, we haven't heard of it.
Nature stopped the 1989 World Series in its tracks. You never know when nature or weather might delay or cancel events. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Bruce Furniture Weather Threat button. See what's up with cancellation. Brought to you by Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, and Alliance. No hidden charges, no surprises. Just right for you.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop today with a slight chance of a scattered shower storm late to high of 92. For tonight, a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm and a low temperature of 72. I'm meteorologist Dave Perrin. Right now, 81.
12 teams, 12 days, and it all starts like this.
A gun, dice right, yo-yo, scat right, Y optional, hard.
Hey, Merritt, let me take a stab at that. All right, guys, here we go. New conference. No Dan Beebe. No Bevo. No 11-1 votes. No more. Fresh start. Let's go. Break. It's finally here. 12 teams in 12 days. Legends Division. Iowa. Michigan. Michigan State. Minnesota. The Wildcats of Northwestern. And your Nebraska Cornhuskers. The Leaders Division. The Fighting Illini. Indiana. Ohio State. Penn State. Purdue, and the Wisconsin Badgers. And now the march to Chicago and Big Ten Media Days begins. 12 teams, 12 days, now on the Doug and Daddy Show. We preview the Purdue Boilermakers, and we go live to the Lafayette Journal and Courier. Mike Carmen joins us. Mike, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Thank you so much for giving us a minute to tell us about your ball team.
My pleasure. Happy to help out.
Mike, I got to start off with, I said Danny Hope was the coach. Is he your guy? You've been on board with him? Or I know on the message boards, a lot of people refer to him as Danny No Hope. Your thoughts overall on the coach?
Well, I think the jury's still out as far as whether he's going to be the coach. You know, last year, for those not familiar with Purdue, they were ravaged by injuries, and they started four quarterbacks for the first time in school history in the same season. So that, you know, the number one position there was just killed by injuries. They had other key injuries around the team, and it was really hard to judge the team and judge the job Danny Hope did under those circumstances, because Purdue just doesn't have the depth that the Ohio State and the Michigans and maybe to some extent Nebraska has to replace those type of players. So the jury's a little bit out on him, and needs to have a good year this year. You know what that means is up for interpretation, though. So, but you know they need to get things going in the right direction.
Well, I guess if everybody stays healthy, who do you see being the starting quarterback? Is it Rob Henry or is it Robert Marv?
Well, I'll answer that two ways. Who I think should be the starting quarterback should be Rob Henry. I think he gives them a lot of dimensions that maybe Robert Marv doesn't. They spent all spring with Rob Henry as their number one quarterback. There was really no competition there, mainly because Robert Marv's coming off an injury, an ACL injury he had last year. So he got a majority of the reps. He's voted one of the captains. As I said, he brings a lot of intangibles to the game. Players respect him, and they'll start camp with him number one. Now, what I think might happen is, though, that Robert Marv probably will get a lot of snaps. Whether he starts or not, I'm unsure, because basically Danny Hope has tied his career to Robert Marv. They brought him up from Miami of Florida. Danny Hope has said Florida is a number one recruiting spot for Purdue. And if Mr. Football from Florida is standing on the sidelines, that doesn't do your program a lot of good where you're trying to build your reputation, and that is in the state of Florida. So I would just keep those two things in mind as we approach the season to see how this quarterback situation plays out at Purdue.
Well, if it starts in the line, you've got a couple good ones in Ken Plew and Dennis Kelly to build around. Your thoughts about those two individually, and then what do they have up there leading this team if they're going to run the football at all?
Well, I do like their line. I think Dennis Kelly, he's a solid left tackle. He's got a lot of experience, and that's a great starting point. Ken Plew kind of got demoted in the spring because of some off-the-field stuff that was happening, some in the classroom and some other areas. So I'll be curious where he's at when they start fall camp. He's another guy that's got a lot of experience. He's a mammoth. He's a mammoth guy. He's like 6'8", but he's had problems with his weight. He's got to keep that down. But he's a guy you need in there. Their center, Peters Dry, he got a lot of experience last year, and I think he'll be good. They have a bit of a question at the left guard spot, but I think Rick Knieg takes that over, and then the right tackle spot, Nick Mondak. But depending on what happens with Ken Plew, they may have to move some people around. But the offensive line is, I think, solid and has a chance to give them a chance to run the ball. Ralph Bolden will be back at running back, and that should be a boost.
By just judging the schedule, Mike Carman from the Lafayette Journal and Courier joins us to preview the Purdue Boilermakers. Just looking at the schedule, Mike, it certainly sets up very, very well for a team coming back off needing to build some confidence. Middle Tennessee at Rice and Southeast Missouri State. Then you get a week off before you really hit the ground running.
Yeah, the Notre Dame game's always big for Purdue, but I try to cautious Purdue fans about their schedule. While on paper it looks like they should be 3-0, and they should be 3-0, but they're going to play at Rice in the middle of the day in September when it's going to be about 90 degrees. And to me, that's a bit of could be a trap game for them. We'll see what kind of condition they are in to handle that kind of atmosphere down there at Rice. But if they get off to a 3-0 start, I think they need to get off to a 3-0 start. If they do, they'll have a lot of momentum. They have Notre Dame at home before the Big Ten starts. They really have a chance to gain some traction. But if you slip up in any of those first two games, then you're running uphill the rest of the season. And those games are very important to Purdue, and they're not. The Rice game, for instance, I don't believe is just a pure gimme. I think they'll beat Middle Tennessee State, but I think the Rice game is one just kind of to look out for and see if they can win that game.
I don't think a lot of people would realize that you guys lose the player of the year defensively in the Big Ten, a defensive end in Ryan Kerrigan. You lose him. Where do you go on the defense? Who leads this group?
Well, the strength of this group probably now resides in the tackle spot with Kawan Short and Bruce Gaston. I think Kawan Short will be a very good player. He has a chance to be a very good pro. He's going to get double-teamed a lot, so his numbers may not reflect the kind of talent that he is. Bruce Gaston got a lot of playing time as a true freshman. He's a big guy and really made some strides last year. Their secondary strong. Ricardo Allen, I think, by the time he's a junior, will be a bona fide first-team All-Big Ten selection. Josh Johnson at the other corner has come on really well. I'm not completely sold on their linebackers. They have some experience there, but I think they need to step up and stop the run better. But the biggest question to me on defense is, what group of players replaces Ryan Kerrigan's production? I mean, he was a one-man wrecking crew. I don't know how many people in your listening area had a chance to watch him play last year, but he was a one-man wrecking crew, and teams double-teamed him, they chipped him, they did everything they could to slow him down, and it still didn't work. How does Purdue generate that kind of production again this year without Ryan Kerrigan? And to be honest, there's no one individual on the defense that can duplicate his numbers.
Mike, this team 4-8 a year ago. Do you see them? Do you see them making a bowl trip this year? Is this the year that you're going to see movement?
Well, if they're not 3-0 start the year, I think they won't make it. I think they have to be 3-0 to start. And there are a couple, you know, there's some games in the Big Ten that they can win, but they really can't get behind a rock early. They have to get things going early, and if they don't, then it's going to be a long year. They used to pull a surprise off during the season at some point in Big Ten play. Where that will be, I have no idea. But you know, they need to get off to a good start, and that's the bottom line for Purdue right now.
Mike, we've been asking everybody we've had on your offensive and defensive preseason players of the year. Have you had time to think about that at all?
For the offense for Purdue, I would probably, assuming Rob Henry gets a majority of the snaps, I would look for him to be the MVP, the guy that leads them. On defense, I'd probably stick with Ricardo Allen or Kawan Short. One of those two guys, I think, have a chance. Ricardo probably will put up better numbers, but Kawan could easily impact the game without the numbers showing it. So those two guys I would put 1-1A on defense and Rob Henry on offense.
Fair enough. As far as the conference goes, do you have your preseason offensive and defensive players?
Not really.
That's fine if you haven't thought about it. Who do you see in the first title game ever?
I really think it's easy to pick against Ohio State right now. I just would be leery of doing it. They've always replenished their guys. They've always had depth. There's a guy that none of us have ever heard of that's probably going to play tailback at some point, and we're going to say, hey, where'd this guy come from? They always have a good job. I just wouldn't count them out. But I think the addition of the transfer quarterback for Wisconsin really makes them the favorite in the leaders division. I think the legends division, I think Nebraska should win that, but I think Michigan State's got a shot. You know, Northwestern's a scrappy team. I don't know if they can put together a full season and win that division, but they're going to be tough for teams to beat. But right now, I would probably say Nebraska and Wisconsin would be my favorites to play in a title game.
Mike, we appreciate the time on today's Doug and Daddy Show right here on ESPN Radio. Thanks so much. Look forward to meeting you face-to-face in Chicago at Big Ten Media Days.
All right. Well, thank you.
Always interesting. You know, some of these guys getting ready for this season, they're studying up on their team. They haven't looked outside the league, and that's fine. You know, you ask for the preseason players of the year. It's been pretty unanimous so far. Robinson, the quarterback of Michigan, is getting a lot of attention offensively. And Jared Crick's been pretty much a unanimous selection on the defensive side of the ball for all those defensive fans out there that we've talked to outside, of course, right here in Central Nebraska. Yeah, it's Jared Crick. He's better than everybody from Ohio State and Wisconsin. We'll have to wait and see. Hey, this afternoon it's going to warm up. Why not head down to Cunningham's Journal in the loft? It's a place to be. Head outside to the patio. They get the misters going in the courtyard. Enjoy happy hour specials 3 to 6, including big ass beer specials for only $2.50, along with Wells for $1.50, and a large selection of all small craft and micro brews. Grab a bite to eat off the new food menu. Check out the courtyard. Check out Cunningham's. Check out the loft located 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. It's a place to be. We're back on the Doug and Daddy Show after this. Talk a little horse racing. Richard Grunder from Minnesota. Back after this.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter, like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, failure is not an option. Because failure to trap dirt is not an option for your engine. That's why Fram filters are tested beyond any conditions you'll ever encounter, proven beyond any limits you'll ever push. From the Fram Extra Guard air filter to the Fram Tough Guard oil filter that traps 99% of dirt, Fram's tough technology helps keep miles of wear and tear off your engine. You count on your engine to run right, so it's counting on you to choose the right filter. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find the right filters at Fram.com.
swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop today with a slight chance of a scattered shower storm late to high of 92. For tonight, a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm and a low temperature of 72. I'm meteorologist Dave Perrin. Right now, 81. Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay you. I see you on my radar.
Don't you act like you were afraid of she. I'm back, Midway Auto Group broadcast booth right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Both Midway locations have made the decision to ease not only your car buying experience, but your entire ownership experience. They're proud to introduce hassle-free pricing, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Every new and certified pre-owned vehicle is clearly priced, so you don't have to waste the time with grueling negotiations. You can feel confident that you've got the best price, and you're out the door. It doesn't end there, folks. Lifetime of car washes, your first year maintenance-free. Free car washes and free maintenance. You've got to check it out. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, in Kearney or online. They're open 24 hours a day. ThinkMidway.com. Think hassle-free. You think Midway. Right now we head to, a vacation state. A lot of workers taking a vacation. Richard Grunder joins us. He's a track announcer at Tampa Bay for 6 months in the winter. Then he goes to Minnesota in the summer. Richard, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, I appreciate it. It's nice to be on. It's weird circumstances up here, but anyway, nice to be on the show.
I guess when you hear a state shut down, I guess initially, okay, the state shut down, but you don't really realize how many people that affects. Did it surprise even you?
It sure did. I'll tell you what, in my wildest dreams on Friday, July 1st at 5 o'clock, I thought there's, you know, no shot. And then after July 4th weekend, I thought, you know, they would all get back together and get it worked out. And what happened with Canterbury in the racing industry, we just got caught in the crosshairs because, you know, that we have state employees. But Randy Sampson, the owner and CEO of Canterbury Park, he pays all the state salaries. So the money's already been allotted. It's in escrow. We don't ask them for a dime, and still they shut us down. And Randy has an injunction against the state right now that a judge continues to not hear. And it's basically government bureaucracy at its finest.
Hey, Richard. Steve Anderson sitting alongside Big Daddy. Thank you so much for taking what really is a busy time of your day, because despite the fact the shutdown now goes into its third week at Canterbury Park, which, by the way, Tony, is located in Shakopee, Minnesota, which is, what, 20 miles southwest of downtown Minneapolis, Richard?
Yeah, that's it, Steve. 20 miles just south, south of Minneapolis. Beautiful, beautiful facility. They opened their doors in 85, the Los Angeles Turf Club and Mr. Brooks Fields. built it in 85, and I know, Steve, you had the pleasure of being here 2 or 3 years ago, and it's just a first-class run operation, and I can't say enough for Randy Sampson, for him to leave the barn area open and let people still train and taking about a, you know, $40,000, $50,000 hickey every single day to leave the barn area open and wait for these guys to try to get their issues together. He's went beyond the call of duty. I just talked to Randy a few minutes ago, had a little bit of sign that there's a little bit of movement going on. It looks like we'll lose this weekend again, which will be the third full weekend, two more stakes. It's a bad situation, but hopefully maybe next Thursday we'll be up and running.
Richard, how long can you hold out from your perspective as a jockey's agent? How can you keep those jockeys there, not riding on a full-time basis? The horsemen, these horses continue to eat and draw unbelievably high day money from the owners. I mean, there's got to be a drop-dead point, isn't there, where everybody's got to move on?
There sure is, Steve. They all kind of just the general feeling they're hanging and hanging, and Randy's leaving the barn area open. But, you know, owners that pay X amount of dollars a day to have one trained and everything. And now Rye Eckleberry and myself, we're trying to go down to Prairie Meadows and ride a few. We got lucky there Friday night or whatever day it was, a couple of days ago, we won one. And we're back down there Saturday, and we ride a couple stakes, one for Calhoun and one for Beeler. But as a rule, everybody's just kind of right here. We had an outfit that headed to Winnipeg. It looks like Valerie Lund is going to head to Ellis Park tomorrow. But so far, they're still all kind of hanging tough, but it's getting down to really, really crunch time now. I just a matter of a few days. And if the boys at St. Paul and boys and girls at St. Paul can't play together, they're going to shut down an amazing industry that does nothing but make money for the state and doesn't cost them a dime.
Richard, you've been around for a long time. This guy's one of the great voices, Tony, in thoroughbred horse racing, has been for a good 25 years or more. He's called races at Exarban, Lincoln, correct me if I'm wrong, South Sioux City at Attiquette Park. Richard, you've seen the demise of Exarban. You've seen what is slowly happening here in the state of Nebraska as horse racing, again, at the end of a crossroads, hanging on for dear life. Did you ever think that you'd see a whole state shut down? And can this happen elsewhere around the country? Is this just the tip of the iceberg?
You know, I guess it could. I didn't, because, see, all racing jurisdictions are run under, whether it's private enterprise or not, you still fall under the Racing Commission, and the Racing Commission is appointed by the state. And like I said earlier, what's a unique situation here that's just mind-boggling is the state employees are hired by the state but paid by Randy Sampson. And that's what's just got him so frustrated. He said, just let me open my doors and sell some beers and some lotto tickets and put some money in the state coffer, because I know you're broke. But it could happen. I've never seen anything like it, and it's so sad outside of our industry just to head down the interstate and you see the lakes all boarded up and shut down, and all the parks. And we were headed to Iowa the other day, and out of habit, you pull over at a rest stop, to go into a rest stop, and it's all blocked off, and the windows are busted out, and it's just an unbelievable situation. I never thought it'd go that far.
Richard, I guess Steve brings up the demise of Exarban, one of the great racetracks across the Midwest. But I guess on a positive note, you've been on the other side and seen the Tampa Bay thing grow every year. You've been there 23 years. That's got to be exciting.
Yes, it sure is. I'll tell you what, I just finished May 5th. I was fortunate enough to finish my 27th straight year there, and they are. It's an incredible little, we used to be a little track tucked away down there in the southeast that nobody really knew who we were, but it's turned into major league racing, and what's very unique about it, Mrs. Thayer made the decision years ago to stick to her guns on the stakes schedule. She built the turf course in 99. That was the turning point, and now we've just got a tremendous turf course and a main track, and it just gets better and better and better. Unfortunately, the purses, we can't compete with Fairgrounds and Oaklawn because we don't have any kind of slots or card room or nothing like that. But as far as the racing wise of it, it's major league racing. The purses aren't that good, but it has come a long, long ways. We wind up averaging $4.6 million a day last year, and I've won a lot of steak dinner and beer bets on that we outhandle Oaklawn and the Fairgrounds, and people just don't realize it. But it's an incredible facility that keeps getting better and better, and it's one of the unique places. And like you said, Exarban, boy, I'll tell you what, I've never been down 72nd Street since it happened, and I couldn't do it because I know I'd break down. And Exarban and Long Acres in Seattle, Washington, two of my favorite tracks. And who would have ever thought that those two first-class facilities would be history? And it's sad.
Richard, with the growth of Tampa Bay and the notoriety that you have now garnered across the country, you certainly got the attention of one Andrew Beyer and the Daily Racing Form last spring, and I would be remiss if I didn't throw this at you, because when all you do is talk for a living, which is what Richard Grunder does at Tampa Bay half the year, Andrew Beyer really took exception to the way things are being done down at Tampa all of a sudden, as if what he has to say is gospel. But I guess if they aren't talking about you, Richard, and they aren't talking about Tampa Bay, they soon will forget. But you took on some criticism I'm sure you did not anticipate. Can you elaborate about that story?
Yeah, I sure can, Steve. It it came out on the forum, and long story short, I was out walking over where I live at that morning, and Margo, my boss that's director of marketing there, called and said, Richard, don't get upset, but there's a pretty negative article about you and everything. Of course, I'm going through changes, tell me. And so I get to the track, and, you know, and Andy slammed me pretty good, and, you know, it hurt. I'd be lying to say it didn't. It hurt really, really bad. But you know, on the other side of it, I was so fortunate to get many, many positive emails, including Mr. Charlie Haywood, the president of NYRA, and a lot of people come to my defense. And basically, you know, I'm not an English major. I'm just a country boy from Dodge City, Kansas, and maybe mispronounced a few names and everything. But, Andy, I figured Mr. Beyer, I respect him a lot, but I figured maybe that day he must have had a bad day at the Wendy's, and he gets frustrated with Tampa because it's so hard to play down there, and because it started out with the trees at the mile pole, the timing system, and then it trickled down to me. But you know what? That's journalism. Everybody has their opinion. Andy's been in the game a lot of years. He's got his opinion, and like I've always said, the favorite trainers and your favorite trainer, your favorite rider, and your favorite track announcer, we all have our own opinions, and you know, everybody's got their favorites, and it is what it is. But anyway, like I said, a few years ago, nobody knew we were down there, so you got to sure be on your toes nowadays with TVG and the internet wagering and everything. But it's fun. I'm very blessed to be able to do what I love to do, and on a daily basis, so I'm very, very blessed.
Richard, my last question for you is, and before we let you go, I think as a fan of Nebraska racing, many people seeing Columbus go away, many people think the State Fair Park will be eliminated. Is it a case that Canterbury could be in a circuit somehow in your mind with Fauner Park, Remington Park, something across the Midwest, Prairie Meadows, something like that at all in your mind?
You know what? It sure would be. Prairie Meadows is kind of a unique situation because they have the machines and everything, but it would be so nice. You know, like you guys run a good solid meet there at Grand Island and be able to come up here for the summer. And I, you know, it's so tough to get different jurisdictions together, and obviously you have different caliber of horses and one thing or another. But it would be an outlet for people in the Midwest. And let's just cross our fingers and hope they keep running at beautiful little Columbus, and hopefully something can happen there at Lincoln, because it would be very sad there. I got a lot of Nebraska history and some great horses and some tremendous riders have come out of that state, and all we can do is just hope that something happens, and the true racetrackers and the true horse enthusiasts we are, it's kind of a dying breed, but it's the game I love, and I know you guys are the same way, and we just got to try to stay positive and hope it continues to go.
Richard, in closing, many, many thanks personally for taking the time to come on here this morning. And I just want the listening audience to know that when I started cutting my teeth on race calling 8 years ago, one of the first guys that I called, in addition to Terry Wallace, was Richard Grunder. I've had the good fortune of going down to Tampa Bay at least once during the live meet in January over the course of the last year, 8 years, every year. And Richard, the door has always been open, has it not? You've allowed me to look over your shoulder, pick up a few tidbits about what a seasoned pro can do to maybe cut some corners and attempt to craft and hone their trade. In my mind, you're always one of the best. You're a class act, and I love you to death. Thank you so much for the participation that you've given to me to help me try to further my career in what truly is a passion that we both share. And as I told Terry Wallace a couple of weeks ago, we get paid for doing it as well. That's unbelievable. Thank you again.
Well, thank you very much, Stephen. I appreciate it. You guys have a good one, and let's all pick some winners, okay?
Hey, perfect, Richard. This is my first opportunity to talk to you. Look forward to many conversations in the future. And hey, I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but screw Andrew Beyer.
well, thank you very much. And if you guys ever, I know Steve comes to Tampa every winter, and you ever want to do a radio hookup down at Tampa, you got my number, and anytime.
Appreciate
okay?
it. Thank you, Richard.
All right, you guys. Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Richard Gunder, track announcer at Tampa Bay Downs, and now a jockey agent this time of year in Canterbury. Just a strange, strange situation. Lauren, appreciate the email. Did them pop her inbox? He said, all this political talk, am I listening to Rush? No, you're not. Just you're fine right here. We mix it up. We try and provide a variety of things. This is something. I guess, you know, I knew the Minnesota's government was shut down. When you text me, I mean, it makes sense that the government would be involved with, you know, the horse. They've got poker, and they've got
blackjack. So they have a card palace within Canterbury Park Racetrack. It's state of the art. It's beautiful. They have the same situation down at Tampa Bay. You know, it's totally ludicrous. It's crazy what's happening here. This, they've turned the trough off on something that the state has to do nothing except just take the money from the racetrack, because as Richard pointed out, this is privately owned. Unlike the state of Nebraska, which are all nonprofit organizations, Randy Sampson owns this track. He pays his fees a month in advance to the state to operate, and then they just take, which amounts to a third of the profits of every dollar that goes through the window. The track gets a third, and the horsemen get a third, without doing anything. Now, they do have one state steward that sits up in the booth with two other guys that would be employed by the state of Minnesota that would need to be replaced if they had continued to race. They did that all year here at Fawner Park. When our state steward was sick, the racing secretary, Doug Shep, took over for the entire meet. This was just a little bump in the road, and yet they closed it down. They're going broke. And they've got a money sieve like this that continues to just pump money into the state's coffers. It makes no sense to me.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. But Richard fed, like all of our friends, from our friends at Burger King, $2 for a chicken sandwich. Two for $4 of the breakfast sandwich or biscuit sandwiches. Breakfast served every day till 11 a.m. And a full menu also available. Maybe you want a Whopper with cheese for breakfast? They've got it for you. Icy Frozen Coke or Cherry Coke. All sizes now, just $1. Join them on Facebook, facebook.com/BK North. Two locations in Kearney to serve you, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, near Kearney Cinema. Also, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We're back to wrap things up after this.
What started out as just a few friends who were passionate about cars wanting to show off their rides turned into Kearney's biggest event of the year. Midway Auto Group welcomes one and all to Cruise Week 2011. This year's event is bigger than ever, with hundreds of classic cars of every size, shape, make, and model cruising the streets of Kearney all weekend long. At Midway Auto Group, we understand people who are passionate about their cars. We feel the same way. As a matter of fact, we're pretty darn sure that the classics of tomorrow are sitting on our lots today at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Of course, where we'd like to see them is sitting on your lot. You'll find hassle-free pricing at both stores and all of our low prices right there on the windows. You can also take advantage of great incentives and some major discounts on both lots. So if you're car crazy like us, this is going to be a great weekend in Kearney and at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
Whoa, I just got this ridiculous urge for Doritos pizza chips.
Sudden urge, huh?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like you're under a rogue hypnotic spell.
Yes, that crunchy pizza goodness. It's all I can think about. I'm seeing pizzas everywhere.
Maybe it was that hypnotist at Karen's party.
Mm-mm.
Remember, he convinced
no.
Karen she was a bear and she was attacking people for days.
Oh, that cheesy crunch. We need to stop at the next gas station.
Whoa, you're starting to act like a bear now too, so you need to relax it.
Doritos pizza chips. The hunger you can't explain.
A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane, it's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Tonight, the Giants home to host the A's in Game 3.
Take it.
I'll tell you what, we haven't heard of.
Nature stopped the 1989 World Series in its tracks. You never know when nature or weather might delay or cancel events. Log on to ESPNSuperStation.com. Click on the Bruce Furniture Weather Threat button. See what's up with cancellation. Brought to you by Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, and Alliance. No hidden charges, no surprises. Just right for you.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop today with a slight chance of a scattered shower storm late to high of 92. For tonight, a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm and a low temperature of 72. I'm meteorologist Dave Perrin. Right now, 81.
We're back Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Wrapping things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Want to remind you, Bruce Furniture is just right for you. No need to move your furniture, clear room before Bruce Furniture delivers. They'll gladly take care of the heavy lifting for you. They save you the effort of moving your stuff around with just the right movers for you. They've got just the right furniture for you. No after-sale add-ins or add-ons. No fine print. Visit any one of the Bruce Furniture stores. Receive free in-home interior design service. No purchase necessary. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and out west at Alliance. We go to the leaderboard in the British Open. Two people in the clubhouse right now have the lead. Thomas Bjorn, he was four people had to drop out for him to have a spot. He sits atop.
That sounds like a tennis player.
Yeah.
Thomas. Do you recognize anybody in the top five or ten?
Well, oh yes, Tom Lewis. He's a carpenter over in the X. No, I don't know. Thomas Bjorn leads the way at 5 under par in the clubhouse with a 65. Miguel Angel Jimenez fires a 4 under 66. Tom Lewis, after 10, is -3. Whoever Tom Lewis is. Frederick Anderson something.
No relation.
No. I think he might be a ninth cousin. He's -3. Simon Dyson. Here's an American, Kyle Stanley. I mean, I guess Kyle Stanley sounds like an American name. Had no idea he was an American.
Stanley Steamer fame? I don't know.
Yeah, Pablo Larrazabal, he's up there.
Yeah, there's a name easy for you to say, but my cronies back home will chastise you for not being able to say his name right.
Pablo Larrazabal?
There's a guy that looks like him that's a lawyer. I won't go any further than that. Hangs his hat in Grand Island.
Darren
Olazabal.
Here we go. Darren Clark, Justin Leonard. There's a couple names. Mark Calcavecchia is in a tie for 10. He's in a tie for 10 with Ryan Moore. Yuta Akita. He's right up there from Japan. Danny Willett's right there, too.
Whoever. How about the U.S. Open phenom? I haven't heard his name yet.
You know that Ben Curtis won on this course the last time it was played here. Ben was +7 last
plus
time.
+7. Tied for 148. I think he might make the cut. Maybe.
Phil Mickelson still even?
I think he's +1 the last time I saw anything.
Okay, Phil Mickelson. So there's your British Open update. folks, you got great baseball going on, Kearney and Grand Island, over this next weekend. The area tournaments are going on. Go support the community kids. It's great to get out. Steve, I appreciate you coming over here. We'd love to have you come back sometime.
Anytime, Mr. Davis, anytime.
How's are we doing putt-putt now?
We're doing putt-putt. The weather's played havoc with us. When the weather's been nice, it's been really, really good. When the weather's been hot, muggy, and buggy, it's been really, really bad.
I can imagine that. I can't believe I haven't had to go adjust your wife's flowers. As Lord knows, I've been on everybody else's farm in central Nebraska.
We lost part of a huge cottonwood on our miniature golf course the other day, and I was encouraged maybe to give you a buzz just to see if you represented one of my many insurance companies that I work with. But I wavered and declined.
Do you have we did Purdue today, so we'll go back to the Legends division. Pick us a team from the Legends division. We've done Michigan State. Who do we want to do tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show?
Have you been to Iowa yet?
Let's do Iowa. Why not? Let's check out the Iowa Hawkeyes. 12 teams in 12 days rolls on. I bet we catch up with perhaps Andy Hamilton. I believe he's an Iowa Press citizen. I believe we talked to Andy earlier when the Big Ten move was going on. I think we've got a gold star by his name. Yeah, Iowa City Press citizen. Let's try and call Andy up and see if he's available for tomorrow. Doug's out again tomorrow. We got Dame and Dave stepping in. I think Doug's gone a couple more days this summer. I'm calling you back to have you sit in. I love to talk to
you. Please do.
We both love to talk to horse racing, and it's a lot of fun for everybody. I got to thank Richard Grunder, the track announcer at Tampa Bay and horse agent in Minnesota, for spilling everybody in on what's going on at Canterbury, and our friend Mike Carmen from the Lafayette Journal and Courier, and you, Steve Anderson. Thank you.
Hey, I can't wait to see you.
At the races.
At the races. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.